And what we have with us today here is Party Robot. This is a Hero Junior, and it's, I'll tell you all about it here in the pre-show, but this is the robot that I have that hangs out at parties, and what he does is he rolls around the party and serves beer, right? So he's got a whole little tray up there, and I've got an auxiliary tray that bolts on, and he just wanders around the party talking to folks. And one thing we've figured out about this guy is if there is a female derriere within a couple of feet of him, he finds it and runs right up on him. He is a little perv bot, but that's all right. He's one of us, man. But yeah, he is the beer bot, man. I tell you what, Tricky, let me know if you need a little help. And I need some help from you, man. We got to talk about that Commodore Club thing at CGE, man. I really want to get some Commodore content going on there. Shoot me an email, if you will, please. You can use my Scott at Retro Gaming Roundup or my info at VegasRetroExpo.com. I would love to help you, dude. If you want a beer bot, the Hero Junior is a fine beer bot. Very suitable for the task. He just kind of navigates around the party. And what's funny is he really does become his own personality, part of the party. I had him out at the last couple arcade parties I did. And it's really cool because he just, like I said, just wanders around the party and checks things out, says hello to everybody. And people don't know he's there. Like one of my friends, John, his wife came over. And she was sitting there, standing there playing Miss Pac-Man. And he saw her wiggling around playing Miss Pac-Man. And he sneaks right up on her, right? She jumps in the air she's only about 5 foot tall. She jumps in the air about twice her own height. And she goes, "Oh my God, I didn't know he moved." And he's like, starts singing Daisy to her, And it's funny, too, because the more drunk folks get, the more they are entertained by him. One of my neighbors, Dwayne, was following him around the party for like an hour, just talking to him, yeah, man, so this is a Hero Junior. Like I said, now, what he's doing there, you notice that's not English. That's called Gab, where he uses a sound processor and just runs random bytes through there. So it's actually not, it's just gibberish, right? But he can sing, he can talk in English, and you can program him. He has a great deal of onboard programming as well. And we'll get into that, how he works compared to other robots. Let me just fire up one thing here. And, okay, Skype's ready in case, I don't know, SoCal shows up. Crazy thing, but you never know. He's been better than usual lately showing up for the show. So this guy here, he's a real, he was designed to be a product for consumers, right? Not so much just a pure experimental robot. So the Hero 1 is a experimental robot. It's designed to be built. It's designed for you to program your own software. And it's certainly designed for experimentation, right? So is the Hero Junior to a point, okay? You can program him. He does have basic language. You can hook up a serial port to him. So he's not... he doesn't have an arm, though. He doesn't have an experimental breakout board. And honestly, he doesn't have anywhere near the processing power and interfaces that the Hero 1 has. What the Hero Junior is designed to be is a consumer bot. So what he was designed for as a consumer bot is ease of use, right? And accessibility. So the idea being you take this thing out of the box, plug him in, and after his battery's charged, you switch him on, and you enter some times and some basic things that he on a keyboard he prompts you. And when he's done, he just wanders around and starts working immediately. The Hero 1, you got to build it, you got to program it. Even if you bought one already built, you still have to do all the programming and, get him going, right? It's not an out-of-the-box thing. The Hero Junior was made for people maybe who wanted something that worked, right? Because at the time that the Hero Junior came out, the home robot market was actually pretty hot. I mean, you had a lot of entries in it. And this was before, like, you know, some of the Tomies and all that, that were actually quite good. These bots were much more functional than the later Tomies. They were also much more expensive, right? So one of these would run you about 10 times the cost of an Omni, you know, or one of the other little mini bots. They're also bigger, right? Now, this was based on the Hero platform. So the head is molded roughly similar to the Hero. It's a little taller, right? The sensors are much simpler, right? The body panels are identical. So basically, this front panel you see here and the panels on the side, those are the exact same ones as the Hero 1. Now, with the Hero Junior, if you open them up, there's really nothing in there. He doesn't have individual boards. There's really just a battery compartment and a motor down here. Up here is the main board. Everything's built into one board, okay? So while there is nowhere near the expandability, nowhere near the experimental capacity, everything's simplified, like I said. So the Hero 1 had a very sophisticated sonar system, right? It would do, let me just actually check one thing right here and we will continue. Just want to make sure the chat, yeah, okay, there we go. With the Hero 1, everything was very, very complex, right? It had a directional sonar. The sonar transmitter and receiver were mounted in the tube.
I can talk like this.
He can talk like that. So, whereas it used a very complicated sonar system, it had a separate driver and transmitter board, separate receiver board. This uses a Polaroid. If you'll notice, if I don't know if any of you remember the Polaroid cameras, but they had a sonar sensor. This is quite literally the sonar sensor off of a Polaroid camera with the electronics. It basically just feeds back a distance figure into a register in the computer. Very simple compared to the Hero 1, but functional. What it does is it keeps it from running into walls, right? This is a motion detector, and this works very similar to, just any old home alarm system or automatic light that you might have in your yard. I'm going to actually move my mic a little closer. How was that? A little bit better. When the Hero robot senses somebody walk by, right? Like right now, I don't have him programmed to do it. But if you tell him to look for people, he'll play a game with you. He'll play hide and go seek. And he'll say, I am looking for people. And he'll start driving. And he'll wait till he sees motion here. And then he says he finds you, right? All right, let's see here. Let's turn this up here. I will give another volume boost over there, okay? So, the infrared sensor detects motion. Now, the one on the Hero is actually much more sophisticated. It has a lot more computational power. And what happens is the CPU on the Hero 1 does only one thing at a time. So it stops running all of the functions. That's why it can't move the arm and drive at the same time, right? What it does is it stops all of the functions, it fires the sonar, measures the distance, okay? Then it looks at the IR sensor, looks for motion, okay. Then there's a light sensor and a sound sensor. All this is on the front panel. Now on the Hero 1, what they did is they actually have a motion sensor that covers the whole room. This is a light-based one. So you have to be in its field of view to be seen by it, right? This is more limited. What the Hero 1 does is it sends out an acoustic pulse, right, like a sonar pulse, and then it picks it up. But what it can do is because it bounces all around the room, anything that moves in that room, be it a person or an object or whatever, a door opening, is going to change that echo. So it sends a click and then compares the result. If that changes, it knows something's moved. So it has omnidirectional motion tracking, right? From a single direction facing sensor. Much more sophisticated. This, again, like I said, it's a consumer bot, okay? I think we're all maxed out on that volume there. Okay, that's a 100%. I can bring my mic up, but then UK gets on. Well, let's kick it up a bit till UK gets on. And he complains that I'm louder than he is. So that would definitely be the extra kick you're probably looking for there, Dave and Tricky. So, yeah, what is... Yeah, but remember, just as soon as Mike comes on, he'll be like, oh, it's too loud. So, yeah, and those of you, remember, the audio is in the window. I'll just have to type that so that people remember that. Yeah, and if some of you, you know, guys that have been with us a while would, just let folks know to click on. Every couple of minutes, if you see somebody new, say, hey, remember, click on the green window to listen to our audio. So it is much more simpler than the Hero 1 in all respects. Entry. The Hero 1 has a full function, you know, keyboard. It's like a subsection of a Commodore 64 keyboard. This uses a rubber membrane keypad. It does not have the circuitry, the breakout up top. It just doesn't have a lot of those things, right? But is it functional? Yes, it is. And it is very functional. With the Hero 1, there's a very steep learning curve. You just have to learn how to build and operate a robot. With the Hero, yeah, and you're committing to it, right? You're going to have to spend the time just to enjoy the most basic functions of it, right? With the Hero Junior, this is something you can buy, I would say out of the box, but you know, obviously it's been almost 40 years. You can buy this off of eBay as long as you get a working one or one that's close to working. A lot of these, the only thing they need is a battery. If you buy one that's working, they're going to want an extra $100. If you buy one that's not working, it just needs a battery, the battery's about $30, right? So depending on your technical savvy, depends on what you want to spend, okay? So the Hero Junior, while not as sophisticated as the Hero 1, and I know I've said that probably 20 times, but there's a lot of reasons why, right? It's still a very, very, very good bot. Now, you can never expand it. The head will never turn. You cannot put an arm on it. It is what it is, right? But it's very, very functional. This is the type of bot that you can, you know, take out of the box, you know, when it comes off of eBay, and assuming that it's a working bot, there's not a lot to tune on them. They don't require calibration, adjustment. They go through a self-start deal where they calibrate on their own. They ask for a little bit of assistance, right? Like, you know, can you wave your hand in front of my sensor? Sonar sensor works, you know. That's about it. All in all, they're very self-starting. Once you take it out of the box, fire it up, and you know, you'll literally be able to sit there with a beer as he wanders around the house, just starts chatting to folks and singing and all that. It'll really start working while you read the manual. Now, once you read the manual, and the manual's probably only like 30, 40 pages. It's a very small manual. Once you start reading the manual, you realize, man, okay, so I can change his personality. Whenever you program him, right? And we'll go through that here in a second. You can program him to do different things, like categories like, you know, sing, talk, poet, where he recites poetry, explore, right? So like right now I have explore set to 0 so he doesn't go anywhere. And I have sing set to like 1, gab set to 1, talk set to 2, because I don't want him interrupting too much, right? Now, let's say at the party, I have explore set to 10, and everything's on a scale of 1 to 10. I have explore set to 10, and I have talk set to 9, and I have poet set to 3, and you know. So that really lets him just walk around the house and interact with people, right? Now, like I mentioned, he was intended to be a consumer bot that didn't require a lot of knowledge to use. But how long would something like this last? Every other robot made, with few exceptions, didn't have any real software expandability. So they did what they did with their basic personality. And again, this is much more sophisticated than the robots on the market 10 years later. Way more sophisticated. That's one thing about these Hero robots. Even though the Junior is much more simpler than the One, he is honestly much more sophisticated than the best bots that you would buy from other manufacturers literally 10 years later. If you want the best, get the Heathkit Hero series. Now, let's say, though, that the basic personality, basic features, which are expansive, there's a lot in there, aren't enough for you, right? Well, he's expandable in a very easy way. They didn't want this thing to be difficult to use. They didn't want you to have to type in programs and learn programming. So what it came with is a series of cartridges, right? And when I say came with, they were an aftermarket purchase, right? Let me just get a sip here. So they were aftermarket purchases, like, 30, $50 each. And each one had a subset of programs on it. And some of them are pretty cool, like games, right? You stick it in, he'll actually play blackjack with you. And he's pretty good at it. So it's neat to sit there and play blackjack with a robot. He can play, number of games. I got the list in there. It's pretty big. The one I mainly play with him is blackjack. Checkers and stuff like that he can play too. He can play hide and seek, cowboys and robots. There's a lot of games he does. And there's other cartridges like Special Occasions, where he has all sorts of songs in there. And some of the cartridges are very complex, actually contain a lot of software. Other ones contain just basic text strings that run the speech, right? What I've got, and I'll show you here, let me just power him into sleep for a second, is this cartridge here. Now, this cartridge is... this is sold by a number of people. I got this from Robert Dorr, who is one of the well-known... Well, he bought the assets of the company that bought the assets of Heathkit, of the robot arm. he bought all that stuff. So he ended up with the back stock of all the parts and the licenses, right? The licenses don't mean much money anymore. I think they're all kind of expired. But he's an extremely good source, and actually has a decent supply of parts. So this is the master cartridge. I'll hold it up there. And it should come through with the lag here in a bit. And you'll see on the end, there's a little push wheel, okay, that is just showing up as black on there. What's actually there is a window, right? And it's got a series of numbers. Now, what you do is it's got 12 slots, okay? Zero is demonstration. If you put it into demonstration mode, it sort of like a sales demo. Like you walk in the store, it shows all of its basic skills. One is trivia and quotes. Two is songs, phrases, rhymes. Three is games, animals, blackjack, and tic-tac-toe. Four is special occasions. Five is Math Master. Six is Riddle Robot and Tongue Twisters. Seven is the Philosopher. Eight is Hero Junior Basic. And nine is the exercise one called Herobics. And 10 is HJPL, Hero Junior Programming Language, which can actually get him close to the Hero 1 type of programming. And then 11 is Musical Chairs, AC/DC, and Mind Reader. Now this cartridge, you just simply press the number on here. And so it rotates like 10FED. It's in hex, right? So it simply flips through these until it gets to the cartridge that you want, and runs that program, right? So it's, instead of having all the different cartridges, you have one in there. You just reach over, press the buttons, and load the cartridge you want, right? Another little gimmick he comes with is a remote. Now, the remote's very simple. You can make them turn left, right, go forward, or return them to automatic mode. Now, my neighbor, Dwayne, at the last party, had gotten his remote. Now, Dwayne doesn't know anything about robotics, Bright guy, just doesn't know anything about robotics. So he picked up the remote and in seconds was able to drive the robot around the party, drive him up to people and all that, and then return him to automatic mode without any explanation, without any training, just very intuitive. And the reason, instead of being labeled left, right, and all that, they're labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, is because it was intended for the buttons to be able to do other things. So real quick, jump back here. Indy says, Scott, how much does a Hero 1 robot cost, and is it better than Hero 2? Well, there is no Hero 2. A Hero 1 will run you anywhere between $300 to $600 in... depending on condition and what all accessories are included, right? You can sometimes find them a little less, a little more, but in that range. And the Hero 1 was the original Heathkit robot. And it's actually the most complex of the Hero original series. As I was telling everybody, this is a Hero Junior robot, or Hero 1. He's in fine shape. He's all repaired. But I wanted to bring the Hero Junior down here and show you what all this guy can do. Now, like I was telling everybody, Indy, this is much less sophisticated than the Hero 1. Whereas the Hero 1 was an experimental robot designed to be built and programmed, very hardcore, this sucker is designed to pop out of a box, flip the switch, and he just works. And, you know, he doesn't, like I said, his head doesn't turn, he doesn't have an arm, but extraordinarily capable, and as I was saying earlier, more capable than robots that came 10, even 20 years after him. So, a neat product. Now, I'm going to have to tip him forward here just a little bit for you to see this, and the camera lag is going to just have to be dealt with. But this is the top of his head, okay? Let's see, there we go. Here is the robot's cartridges, right? He goes right in there, okay? So that's the robot's cartridge. This here is a little tray to hold whatever you want, right? Obviously, it's a beer tray. I made a unit that goes in here, and it has a bigger tray with an arm, right, to hold the beer. These here, it's kind of neat. What they did is they ran these off the data lines. So as the robot's sitting there calculating, you can actually watch him count. As he's basically going through his weight routine, waiting for something to happen, you'll see this do a hex count, right? You know, a decade counter, too. And then when he talks, they all sort of pulse, and it shows you that he's talking. So real neat thing. But, you know, again, rubber membrane keypad, kind of like a Sinclair, instead of being all, you know, full, you know, mechanical keys. We'll turn him back on here and see what he does. He's going to wake up. About every 10 seconds, he tests. And he sees he has power again, right? So he's back awake, and he'll start talking to us here in a bit. Actually, I'll do a setup for you.
Setup. Current personality levels are Sing 1, Speak 1, Poet 0, Play 0, Explorer 0, Band 1. Enter new personality levels. Sing 2, Speak 2, Poet 0, Play 0, Explorer 0, Band 1. Ready.
And there's the famous ready. So, let's see, there he goes. All right. So robot's nice and comfy again there. Well, Robot Junior. So after the Hero, the original Hero series, which consisted of the Hero 1 and then the Hero Junior, and I'll you know, I do want to be clear about this. The Hero Junior is not a cost-reduced... The Hero Junior is not a cost-reduced, lesser bot. It's a bot intended. It's funny though because they call it Hero Junior, almost implying like it's a, you know, it's a cost-reduced bot. It does cost less to manufacture, for sure it does, but it's designed for completely different purposes. It's simply not fair to compare the Hero One and the Hero Junior at all. Now, after this series, in the late 80s, early 90s. Heathkit came out with a much more complex robot called the Hero 2000. That's what Indy asks about. The Hero 2000 is interesting, okay? With the Hero 1 and Hero Junior, the microprocessor that it used could only really control one feature at a time. So it could run the arm, it could run the motors, or it could run the sensors, but all at the same time. So it would stop, take a measurement, move the arm, stop, you know. And, it, you know, it's not certainly not slow, but it is limited in that it can only do so much. Now, the Hero 2000 has a number of processors so that it can do simultaneous operations. Its sonar is more sophisticated. It actually has a little dish that spins around and makes a 360-degree map of the room. And what's really neat is to display that map out to a computer and watch it function. That is just really, really, really cool. So, you know, neat stuff, neat stuff. Now, the Hero 2000, they don't come up that often. They didn't make that many of them. And I have had one. I didn't have it for long. It doesn't really do more for you. And that, actually, I'll say this, in a way, it does less. It was intended to be an educational robot, like the kind of thing you would have in a robotics course in a university. And so it exposed you to more robotic subsystems. And it did have some interesting, you know, features, like it had automatic recharging, where it would find its charging station, much like, you know, a Roomba robot does. So it did have some advanced features, but it, in my opinion, and you know, Hero 2000 diehards would probably argue this point the other way. If you want a robot to hang around your house and be a robot, the 2000 just isn't it. It looks like a stack of equipment, because it, quite honestly, it is. I mean, it has a disk drive, so it, like I said, in every way it was more advanced. It has a disk drive instead of, you know, a simple cartridge ROM or RAM that it writes to, then it has to be saved off to a tape recorder, which is how the Hero 1 works. So yes, the Hero 2000 is more advanced, but it honestly looks like a giant modem on wheels. There's just something about it that just, it doesn't have that same personality, and you have to do a lot more programming to get it to do anything remotely entertaining. If you want it to stack blocks and drive across the room with more precision than the Hero 1 can, then it's your robot. If you want it to entertain you and be interactive, well, my opinion, you're much better off the Hero 1 or a Hero Junior. So I just wanted to roll him out and let you guys meet him. And I'm going to throw in a random tune here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about robots and robotics. If you guys ain't got anything you want to talk about robot-wise, or you know, if you want to know anything more in specific about finding or restoring one of these robots for your own, you know, party, like Tricky X was talking about, you know, having a beer bot. There's also, you know what, we'll talk about that when we come back from the song here in a little bit. These things, the Hero, you can really modify. The Hero Junior, you can also modify in interesting ways or accessorize him to do more as far as a party bot. Now, obviously, you know, the party bot is cool, right? Having a robot wander around your arcade parties. But even just around your house, every now and then, I'll just turn this guy on. I'll just let him run around the house, and you know, he'll talk to the cats, all kinds of shit. So let me roll a tune, and we will talk about that sort of stuff when we come back. And Dave, yes, I have done a few things. Nothing serious, because I've been working since I got back. So random tune or two coming up, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about drones, and we'll talk about robots. Don't know if you guys heard that line in there, but it was, we're going to sing some songs and play some Pong and eat a deviled egg. So, yeah, drones and robots. I'll tell you guys about a really cool robot I just ordered. Now, there's a bit of a lead time on it. I think I may have mentioned this last news. I don't remember. But there's a company called Sideshow Collectibles, and they make some cool stuff, some who cares stuff, and some way cool stuff. And they make, like, they get all the licenses to do the models, and, like, if you want a full-size bust of the, you know, the head of Predator and all to, you know, sit on your table, they have that sort of stuff. Well, they came out with a 2.0 revision of their full-size T-800 endoskeleton, which has, like, the battle damage and weathering and all that. And 6.5 foot tall, you know, 380 pounds, and, you know, a lot of metal and all that. It's just kind of badass. So that, they tell me, will be ready to ship somewhere in November, I think. We're going to talk a little bit about drones, and then after we talk a little bit more about robots. So, Robots. Let's talk a bit about the Junior, because in my opinion, as cool as some of the other robots are, like the Omnibots and, I particularly like those, the Omnibots. And like I said, I'm a fan of some of these other robots, you know. Just got a picture here for the sign. There is a certain matter of capability, though. Are they that capable? What can they do? So, The Junior, in my opinion, is one of the most capable ones that you can possibly get without having to really, really learn programming as far as things that just work. Now, and he's, you know, hella retro, so why wouldn't you? If you look at the cost, you can find a Hero Junior. They come up pretty much every week on eBay. There's another one up there. You have to watch out because you'll see some of the same guys up there wanting $600 and $700 for them. And usually they're not in the best condition. The more they want, the lesser condition they're in. What you're looking for is one that looks pretty complete, right? You want it to have the manuals with it. You want it to have a couple of the cartridges. You know, again, not all of them, but it shows whoever bought it, you know, picked up some more of the cartridges. You want the charger with it, right? And the remote control. If you see all those things, right? And, you know, they say, oh, you know, it, I plugged it in and it doesn't seem to work. Don't panic. They have a big battery in there, right? And that battery is a lead-acid battery. And when you let a lead-acid battery sit for, like, you know, 6 months to a year, it goes dead and dies. Imagine 25, 30 years later. It's done, you know? So you do need a working battery for these to work. And anybody who knows enough about these to take them apart, put in a new battery, charge it up, is out to make, you know, some money off of this, right? They're looking to, you know, they basically know what they're doing. So they're not just pulling something out of the attic that their dad or their uncle or older brother had and doesn't care about. They found one and, you know, maybe they paid $150 for it. They stuck a $50 battery in it and they want $600 for it. So, you know, again, price on these, you can easily overpay. You can also buy a partial robot that's missing major pieces, right? But one of the things that is on your side is it's not a robot that was typically hacked apart and soldered on by 20 different students in every semester. So they actually tend to survive a little bit better than the Hero 1s. So if you find one on eBay you're not sure about, shoot me an email, you know, at scott@retrogamingroundup.com. And say, hey, is this, what do you think about this one? Now, obviously, I can't predict, you know, what will happen when you plug it in, but I can tell you whether or not I personally would buy it, and, you know, that can be your guidance a little bit. And so let's talk about what all it comes with, okay? Like I said, these are designed to be consumer-friendly. So everything about them is fairly automatic, right? Let's see what he's doing up. Yeah, he's good. This is the owner's guide, okay? And Brad there asks, is that a new robot? Well, it's new in, you know, 1983. This is the little brother of Hero 1. Now, of course, Robot is our resident robot. If you look up there, it'll say Hero 1 Robot, RGR Headquarters. He is the much more complex robot. This is the party bot. This is the robot that rolls around my arcade parties and hands out beer and, you know, occasionally just gets turned loose around the house. It's a very user-friendly, as we're about to discuss, robot. So what it can do, let's see, are any of the boys there? No. Okay, so what it can do for you is come out of the box and work, right? So you buy one, you buy a new battery, and it just can be any 12-volt battery. You don't have to get fancy. Any 12-volt lead-acid battery. So, you know, anything from a decent motorcycle battery you can use. I used a good quality security battery. I think like an 8-amp hour. Originally had like 2 2-amp hours, so 4-amp hours. I put in an 8 or a 12. So this thing will run all day on a charge. And the manual is actually very simple, okay? It's only about that thick. It's, let's see how many pages are in it. 44 pages, right? And it starts into things like troubleshooting, right? You know, basic stuff. Voice adjustments. It tells you where the pitch and volume is, right? It tells you the robot wizard. Like, remember I walked through that setup earlier and changed his personality a bit? That's all there is to it. Let's see here.
Setup. Current personality levels are... Sing to speak to bullet 0, play 0, explorer 0, add 1, enter new personality levels, sing to speak 3, bullet 1, play 0, explorer 0, add 1, ready.
So, that's the sequence right here in the manual I just walked through, right? And that's, you know, as you as a new owner would learn how to, it tells you how to put him in sleep. There's a switch on the back that, you know, if you just flip to sleep, he stops doing everything he's doing and goes to sleep, right? And every 10 seconds, he looks for that switch to be turned on. And when he sees that switch is turned on, he comes back awake and goes on with what he's doing. It's so that you don't have to go through the whole boot up process every time it turns on, right? Let's see here. Most of this manual actually explains how to set his personality traits. The alarm feature. One of the things he can do for you is be your personal security guard, as he'll tell you every now and then. And what it did is you would leave the house, right? And you would enter a code on the robot. And this stuff was, I mean, this was real. We were going to have this stuff, man. We were going to have robots that did things like this. So what he would do is he would just hang out around the house all day long, right? And if his motion detector would detect something, right, it would, he would say, you know, enter code or I'll summon the police, right? And you had to go over and enter the code on his keypad. And if you entered the right code, he didn't call the police. If you didn't enter the right code, or if you didn't enter a code at all, what he would do is transmit to a module, and you'll see his little antenna here, okay? He would transmit to a module that installed in pretty much any home security system. If you think of the basic homes, like, you know, if you have a home security system, the old-fashioned Hero module is probably still compatible with it, as all it ever really does is just close or open a contact when it's triggered. Now, there's obvious implications, right? Somebody breaks in a house, and this little robot rolls over and says, you know, halt or I'll call the police. And a size, you know, 14 boot goes right through the front of it and decapitates it. You know, he's not calling anybody. And I think people realize that...
I always obey a human being.
He always obeys a human being.
Smoking transistors is hazardous to my health. Mary had a little and it's...
He's in poet mode.
Snow, and everywhere that Mary went, Colin was sure to know. It followed her to school one day. That was against our rules. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. I always obey a human being.
I'm teaching him the Nantucket rhyme next. The robot function, alarm function, you could buy this aftermarket module that would install in your Hero Jr., and became a security guard. Now, what happened is the cool factor of this didn't have the staying power with most people that you would think it would have, and they just lost interest. So it just kind of went back to having the keypad on the wall, and the Hero 1s and Juniors went back into the closet after, you know, a couple gears, and, you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Would I hook them up to my own home security system? Probably not, just based on the strong possibility of a false alarm, right? Not that he, you know, throws off a bunch of false alarms, mind you. He doesn't. But, you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, if my mother-in-law goes walking through the house, he's going to, you know, see her, and then she's not going to know what... It's just more trouble than you need, right? It talks about the different guard modes and how to activate them, like I just talked about. You can plan tasks, right? Like you can have him walk a certain pattern and say things at certain places. And it tells you how to use remote control. It also tells you about turning it on, right? So you turn it on. It goes through self-diagnostics. You set the date. One thing I will tell you about these is the ROM cannot translate the year 2000. So if you enter 12 or 14, you know, the current year, he'll say, you know, 2015. Now, you can buy an updated ROM for like $30 that has that feature fixed. So he'll say 2012. No big deal. And here we go, some of the other things, right?
I can measure distances. I always obey a human being.
Yeah, like one of the things he'll do is measure distances, right? So he'll say, please stand still. And then he'll say, you are 4 foot away.
Is this Moffett, right? Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crowned thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea.
Now I'm going to set him to sing a little bit less.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain magic, set up current personality levels, are sing, two, speak, three, poet, one, play, zero, explorer, zero, add, one, enter, new personality levels, sing, zero, speak, two, poet, one, play, zero, explorer, zero, add, one, ready.
Okay, so I just turned off his singing, right? And, oh yeah, you know, actually he's got some cool lines in here. Like, he has a lot of lines from War Games and Star Wars, so that's really cool. Now, remember we were talking about how simple this thing is, okay? This is one of the instructions for a cartridge, okay? It's literally a postcard. You know, very simple. So one side it's got a picture and it tells you the games. On the other side it says,
I'm out. Cat be nimble, cat be quick, cat jump over the candlestick.
So on the other side it says, this cartridge contains the programs for three games that Hero Jr. will play with you. Musical Chairs, Mind Reader, and AC/DC. AC/DC, I'm sorry. Just plug it in, follow the instruction on the label of the cartridge. To start the game, press reset and play. Press 4 for Musical Chairs, 5 for Mind Reader, where the robot selects a number and you try and guess it. 6 for AC/DC and 7 for Mind Reader. And Hero Jr. will guide you through each game. And that's it. That's all you need to know to run this robot. So it's really cool. You just take one of the cartridges, you plug it in, you follow that procedure, and it works. Now, like I said, I got the master cartridge, which has all of the games on it, and it works beautifully. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so here is a manual on the back of all the phrases that are expanded in one of the cartridges, right? So it does a lot for you. The other thing. Now, this is the most substantial documentation you can get for the robot. And this is about a half inch of paper. And what this is, one of these, and if you look at the camera, it should come up there in a minute. This is a worksheet. Okay, and you'll see it says there, Robot Programmer Worksheet. Okay, that should be up there pretty quick. And it has the step, the line number, the opcode, which is the function, the operands, and the comments. So if down beneath here, if you look at it, it has move, turn, sense, speak, stop motors. So you can tell it, okay, move, turn, look for motion, if motion, stop motors, speak, right? It's that simple. So you'll see there, those are the programming functions down there at the bottom. And the operands. There we go. In a couple seconds, that'll be beautiful. So, you'll see all the functions in there. And the manual for the HJPL, the Hero Jr. Programming Language, okay? Actually, most of it is speech, and it uses, for the most part, pretty much the same phoneme structure as the Hero 1. So, if you look through here, it's very much like programming the Hero 1, you know, where you've got the individual codes for the phonemes. Then, of course, it has the phoneme chart, right, which is breaking down human speech into fundamental sounds. So, yeah, this is neat. You know, so the most complicated thing you can really do is the HJPL. Now, mine has the accessory serial port, so yes, you can load software to it directly from a computer, control it from a computer. I've got a neat little application for the Apple II just to do that. And SoCal, yes, I do have the multi-cart. Would you like to join us on our show? Let's bring you on. Let's see here.